My next guest is Helen Evans, who is the founder and chairperson of Get Home Safe. Helen, welcome to Turn FM.
Hello, thank you for having us. Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Yes, not too bad.
Good. Right, now we've got the pleasantries done. Before we go into the reason you're here, to explain about Get Home Safe, just tell me a bit about yourself, what you do and stuff.
I live in Taunton, and I work at Musgrove Park Hospital, and I run the eye clinic.
So, Get Home Safe, tell us about Get Home Safe.
Get Home Safe was founded 5 years ago after my only nephew was killed walking home from a night out. So to help me with my grief, I founded Get Home Safe, and with the help of Charlotte and a few other trustees, we've managed to obviously have that educational talks around schools and colleges to the dangers of finding yourself isolated after a night out. So, yeah.
Are you okay to go into details about what happened?
Yeah, with Ross, yeah. Ross didn't go out very often. He'd just turned 23, graduated university, looking for that dream job. He wanted to be a journalist in sports. He was crazy about football. Didn't go out very often, didn't have the money or the funds, but particular night, it was a big football match on. I think it was Man United. And him and his friend stayed out a lot longer than he would normally do. And about 3 o'clock, on the Old Bridge Viaduct, he was knocked over and killed, died instantly on the side of the road. And my sister, my brother-in-law, had a knock on the door about 6 o'clock in the morning to say Ross was dead and he wasn't coming home.
Correct me if I'm wrong here.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember this incident happening. Was there a taxi involved somewhere?
There was
an accident with a taxi,
it was a taxi.
Okay. And this was purely an accident along the way, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How do you get the message across to people with an incident like that?
I think it's personalising it, that coming from a person who's actually been there, done it, and going through it. I think that does sort of shock factor, I would say, sometimes. Sort of, they want to know the details, they want to know what's happened, they want to know the gruelly details of everything that went on, but they also are concerned. I think it's a part in the presentation that we do that Charlotte actually says, look at your friend, imagine you're sat next to your friend now, imagine they're not there, you come back in on a Monday morning and they're no longer there. It's having that impact on them, and it's also your mum and dad and your sister, your auntie, uncles. It is a massive void. If something happened to you, it's getting that message that they keep moaning and say, what time are you going to be there, home, etc. But it's not because they're nagging, it's because they love you very much and you're their world.
What kind of things do you encourage people to do to prevent these kind of accidents happening?
I think it's making sure you stay as a group. You go out as a group, you stay within a group. Having a plan, sometimes even calling a taxi, pre-book them, say at such a time we'll be there. Having those plans in place to make sure that you are together, that you don't find your friends going off on their own, to ensure that you are staying together. Because we've all been there. We all think we can do it, we're Superman, we can walk home, we're going to be absolutely fine.
Let's come to Charlotte now, who is a trustee and secretary. You're constantly fundraising, you're constantly shouting about the message, getting it out there. But in particular, something going on at the rugby club very soon.
Yes, so this year we're really excited to be doing the Spring Ball, which we are calling the Spring Ball, which is going to be on the 16th of March. And that's going to be at Taunton Rugby Club, which have supported us all through. There's going to be a band, which we're really excited to say that will be Filter,
brilliant,
who are the local Taunton band that are up and coming, which is great. And there's going to be an amazing raffle, a photo booth, a flower wall, and much more. So we hope it's going to be an amazing evening.
And how much are the tickets?
So it's £45 per person, or £400 for a table of 10. And the tickets are on sale now, which you can get the details through our website, or if you just drop us an email, which is gethomesafe1@yahoo.co.uk, and we'll send you a booking form.
What else have you got planned for the rest of the year?
So we also run the Taunton Safe Hub every month, and we've just confirmed the dates for this year, which will hopefully then cover the bank holidays as well. So we've put a few more dates in.
So what is the Safe Hub? Tell me about
that.
So
the Taunton Safe Hub is what we set up last year following the ball we did last year and raised enough funds to set up. So it's one of the biggest things we ever wanted to do. So we are physically in the town centre on a Saturday night at the end of the month, because we try to hit the payday weekends where it's most busy. busy with St John's Ambulance, so we can provide first aid. We also have schemes set up with the taxi firms, the police, and all the nights and clubs know that we're there. So if they have any incidences, they know to send people down to the St John's team to get some first aid. And we just basically help people get home safe. Because we both work at Musgrove, we're very conscious about the pressures on A&E as well. So if we could stop, say, one or two people going there just because they need to come and sit down and calm down, have some water and get home, rather than someone ringing an ambulance because they've seen them pass down the street, that will really make a difference.
And whereabouts is the Safe Hub? Is it in the same place each month, or do you sort of move it around town?
So we are outside Boots in the High Street, but we're going to try different places this year. So the first few, we're going to be outside Next, in that area there, and see if we can pick more people up there.
Good. And what's the response been like for the Safe Hub?
It's been really, really positive. We've had a lot of support from all the pubs and clubs around Taunton. They make sure they know we're there. We work with the street pastors.
I was just about to ask you, are you working with the street pastors?
They're out as well, and they always come and say hello, and we work together, and they know that we're there with the St John's team. So response has been really good. It's just getting the message out there further that we are there in the centre. On our very first launch night, we did have a young lady come up and say, someone needs some help. And we said, how do you know about us? And she said, oh, we heard you on the radio and we saw it on the website as well. So that was really great, really positive. And we helped a young man that had too much to drink get home safe, which was a real achievement for us. His mum wasn't too impressed, but I'm sure she was very happy that he came home safe and didn't end up in hospital.
Excellent. Now, just a reminder of the date of the event. It's Taunton Rugby Club. It's March the 16th. You need to be there. You need to help raise money for this really worthwhile cause. And have a good night. Filter are playing, as you've said, Taunton's biggest band at the moment. They've got a new single out as well. So I'm sure, no doubt they'll be playing that. And we're playing it here at Tony FM at the moment, which is good. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in to tell us about this. And I hope you have a really successful evening.
Thank you.
And my guests are Helen Evans and Charlotte Pittman from the Get Home Safe charity, who you can find on Facebook.